Okay, this short podcast is just made on my thoughts, having just watched the David Warlick keynote as part of K-12 online. As I said in the notes, if this is the calibre of experience that we've got to come, and the sort of thoughts and ideas process that it starts to kick off, then we're certainly in for a treat. David's presentation is thought-provoking, especially in the way that he moves around different localities and locations as a way of showing how, I suppose the metaphor is that we've moved off into lots of different areas and directions, rather, as he's keen on stressing, than taking the straight path. Now we're encouraged to take offshoot paths and develop things off tangents to the way education is going, and technology is giving us the opportunity to do that. I certainly know that within my own classroom we're using the technology to enhance learning in literacy, in PSHE, also in PE, lots of other areas of the curriculum. And this can only be extended once we look into the possibilities of Web 2.0. On the conference itself, the thing that was of interest to me particularly is how we actually come to grips with it being a conference that's in virtual space, not in a real place. Certainly going to be an interesting experience. It's going to be something novel and new for quite a lot of us, and I guess so as well for the presenters, the people who are actually going to give the lectures. They're not going to be performing to a real audience. They're not going to see the look in the eyes or how the buzz is going around the room, how people respond to their presentation. They're going to have to do it completely dead, without that sort of feel, and only find out what the actual conversation is following it. So that'll certainly be an experience. It'll be interesting to see how that works, and I look forward to it. I say, do follow some of the links that I've already put up as part of the podcast notes, because they'll certainly get you started in looking at what's going to happen, what's going on, and where, I guess, we can make an impact on the conference by starting the blogging and the wikiing to find out what's going on and what people think, and look at what each other thinks. Again, that's another thought of mine, what sort of social networking there will be available in this conference space, which is going to be so difficult to control because it's going to be taking place over so many time zones, over such a long time. It'll be interesting to see how that works, how the dynamic works, and whether there's a scope for networking between us as educators as much as you'd have at a real conference. Though I guess, again, the big bonus for this is I was sat here in my lounge at what must have been about 11 o'clock in the evening in South Wales, listening to David, who was in Raleigh in North Carolina in his own house, having put together the video that he did. And I could listen to his presentation, I could watch him, I could see what he was thinking almost as he was going through his piece, and that was certainly a fascinating way to do it. You don't actually have to be there, you can do it from such a great distance. So say the short podcast is really just by means of a taster to get people to check out some of the K-12 online stuff that's out there. So slight difference from the norm, no sound effects, no music, and short and sharp. So I'll leave it for there.